100 Word Stories. Welcome to the 100 Word Stories podcast. I'm your host, Lawrence Simon. I swore an oath to write a 100 word story every day until the day I die. It's right there on the domain name. Well, I'm not dead yet, and neither are you. Let's write and share. Because today is Sunday, which means it's your turn. I call this crazy thing the weekly challenge, where I post a topic and you come up with the stories. The topic this week was idiot. We've got a lot of idiots this week. I mean, a lot of stories. So let's go ahead and get right to it. The first person is... I should probably look that up. Drag this over to this part of the window. Hope that we don't have any video driver crashes. Yeah, first time I'd had one in forever. I just updated the NVIDIAs and it's like, warp, and it's like, what? I don't want to roll back, though. I mean, it just... Right. I should just stick to the stories. Murphy Jacobs, who is new. Let's all say that. New. So, okay. Unfortunately, due with some problems with her throat right now. Damned acid reflux. Ooh, I know the feeling. I'm not recordable. Well, you can... come on. You can always... Here's Murphy's story. Blood flowed over my inked fingers as I clutched the gash closed. Get a towel! I screamed. Stan stared at me, blinking. You hurt? Get something! I pressed hard on my wound, forgetting the masked, knife-wielding stranger bolting down the hallway as I struggled to stay conscious. A wave of pain swept over my glaze of angry frustration. Call 911! Call who? Why? He gazed at me, his brows knit. Was he in on it? Was Stan's mild, friendly ways, his vacuous smiles, and his knit hat all a disguise? Or was he that dumb? Oh, I'll get a Band-Aid. Thank you, Murphy. Welcome to the challenge. Please come back. Keep coming back. Don't ever leave us. Please don't leave me alone with Thomas. Okay, you can leave me alone with him. He's perfectly safe. I mean, he's up there way up, and I'm... It's okay. It's all right. You want to hear Tom's story? You want to hear Thomas's stories? Okay, hold on. Let me just cue them up here.
Tom was a ninny hammer, a schlub, an idiot. He was well-liked and treated very warmly by the owners of the coffee house that hired him to mop the floor and clean tables, the limit of his comprehension and motor skills. Tom felt that the other imbeciles and morons that worked at the nearby coffee houses treated him badly. Tom was shunned and teased by them. Today he was told that only a few IQ points separated him from the imbeciles and morons. He had hope, almost instantly. With his newfound hope and confidence, he began to write 100-word stories. Like Dostoevsky's character, Johnson faced the dark world of corruption and moral decay that he discovered and dealt with. As a member of the Senate, entering as an idealist and willing to sacrifice himself for the good, he sank into a deep depression as he realized that the world of politics was not what he had hoped for. He saw his colleagues accept bribes, patronize call girls, and not wash their hands after using the men's room, only to go to the hallway and shake hundreds of the hands of visitors and politicians from the other side of the aisle. Bouzon was an idiot savant. His memory was prodigious, but he could not make use of the information he could recall. His parents discovered that he was an extraordinary pianist. He would play a piece through, having only heard it once on the family phonograph. He often composed pieces on the spot, some derived from the tones generated by the appliances in his mother's kitchen or his father's shop. Most of his day was spent in the corner of the front porch, playing rock, paper, scissors by himself. The hours would fly by, and Bazan would nap on the porch swing. Sarah called the boy that pulled her hair during recess a severely mentally retarded person. Her parents were Democrats, her mother a Soroptimist, and very politically correct. They taught their children that words like idiot, tard, and retard were rash, incorrect, and impolite, and could hurt others. Collaterally, if they heard the word or related it to their own circumstance. When asked to dance at the after-game party by a new boy she did not recognize, Sarah told him to fuck off. Her parents had not yet gotten to the topic of boy-girl relations and proper etiquette in this regard.
Thank you, Thomas. You are no ninnyhammer. None of us are ninnyhammers, I think. Well, okay, maybe they're... I didn't change my clocks. I'm not going to. I refuse to. Either they change themselves or I get rid of them. Remember, it's spring forward, fall back, buy clean underwear. Also, you need to change the batteries in your smoke detectors. Sure enough, last night, smoke detector, deep, deep. Well, I was starting to sleep, deep, and it was, crap. Took the battery out of that one, took the battery out of another one, put it in that one, had a spare battery, put the battery in this one. Oh, crap, I put the dead battery in this one. And, so stupid. I know someone who wouldn't ever fall for that. No, it's Jeffrey. Jeffrey has a... Let's see, what does he have? One, two, three. He has 75 stories here, so let's go ahead and play all of them but the last 73.
Hello, Jeffrey Fisher here for this week's weekly challenge on the topic of idiot. And when I first heard that topic, my initial response was, so many idiots, so little time. But I limited myself to two. So the first story is The King on His Throne. The king sat on his throne, surveying his trusted advisors. He had the countenance of an idiot, as though he was considering a problem whose solution was permanently just out of reach. The other 10, sycophantic lackeys all, bobbed their heads whenever the great man opened his mouth. Some, reacting to a particularly stupid idea, may have turned their heads away briefly or sipped their coffee. But in the end, the instinct for self-preservation was too strong, and decisions were all agreed to unanimously. Of course, even a king is ultimately accountable, and ours was accountable to the shareholders. He looked as surprised as anyone when they fired him. The next story is called The Heist. "You're an idiot," I told Frank, which did nothing to dampen his enthusiasm for the project. "Don't worry, it'll go great. We'll be rich," Frank said. I wanted to be rich, and my greed eventually overcame my judgment. At first, the bank robbery seemed to go well. The tellers turned over the cash without our firing a shot. Things went downhill from there, however, starting with old Mrs. Fairweather, who turned to face my ski mask and said, "Why, Rusty Johnson, whatever would your mother say if she knew what you were doing?" "Frank, you're an idiot," I told him as we sat in jail, waiting arraignment. "I couldn't think of everything. How was I supposed to know the mask went over the face?"
Thank you, thank you, thank you, Jeffrey. And a comment on your, well, I limited myself to two. Don't limit yourself. Write as many as you want. Record as many as you want. If you feel like, I'm going to overwhelm these folks and make Lawrence all crazy, I'm already crazy. But what you can do is send stories over to other sites if you want to. You can send a few here, sprinkle a few here, sprinkle a few here, sprinkle a few over there. The Drabblecast. There was recently a competition for best Drabble. I lost. I think Muncie lost. I think Stephen Sauce, did you lose? We all lose. Hey, but we got selected, right? So, hey, that's good enough. Yeah. You know, there are other places. Put them there, too. Send them everywhere. Cast your seed into the wind and make... people wear goggles, you disgusting pervert. Speaking of people who are not disgusting perverts, how about some stories from Lizzie Goodcough? Shh, your secret is safe with me.
The cops chased the armed fugitive down the street. He was packing a G-18 handgun and a knife. The screeching tires and the yelling sirens didn't bother him. He was used to running away from the police. At the age of 25, he had been convicted multiple times. Armed robbery, kidnapping, homicide. The media was all over the arrest of this extremely dangerous criminal. Odd thing, though, when he was taken away in the patrol unit, he was sobbing like a 10-year-old, denying every single crime. His, and anyone else's for that matter. A dangerous idiot, someone mumbled. Okay. Drop by my blog at lizzygoodcough.blogspot.com and check out ires.com where I posted a new story. Talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Lizzie. Next week, St. Patrick's Day. Speaking of disgusting perverts, I mean, that guy loved to chase snake. Huh? Eh? Think about it. Oh, sorry. There's nothing... No, okay, that was a cheap joke. Truth is, I'm cool with whoever, all right? As long as nobody gets hurt and you're not messing with kids. And actually, it's okay. I think it's okay to mess with kids' minds, to raise them weird. I mean, look at me. Look how I turned out. I'm perfectly fine. Oh, man, we went to They Might Be Giants yesterday. Oh, wow. Colin and I had a real good time. And we were at, so the restaurant under House of Blues was packed. It was like, oh, it's going to be 45 minutes. We should have actually gone there because the opening act, Moon Hooch, two dudes with saxophones and a drummer, and they had like an oboe or a clarinet, and it just, they sucked. It's like, what if Zoot were on cocaine and just drummer, you know, Animal had his arms amputated and was playing with his mouth? Just bad. They said they were discovered on a subway platform. Instead of someone discovering them, they should have been pushed. So, okay, yeah, I'll go ahead and forward this to them. Just... All right, they're out of town in San Antonio already, right? I'm safe? Okay, good. All right, so speaking of safe, we could always go with Tom, who I keep, even after all these years, I keep wanting to say footnote. I'm living in the past.
Hello, night people. Tom here, and I've got updates. Beauchamp's passes our friend Liana with 90 stories. Sing passes Danny with 84 plus stories. Jeffrey passes Linda. Story average breaks the 14.5 level. Must have been the Dow effect. We also broke the 4,750 level. So 250 stories more, we hit 5,000 stories in the challenge. Just in passing, you may note that we will soon have a year's worth of challenges. Challenge a day keeps the endoscope away. Tonight's story is called, Your Kid's an Idiot. When I was a kid in the fifth grade, I was reading at a first grade level. At the same time, I demonstrated a total lack of interest in mathematical operations. This led to 3 years in the idiot section of my grammar school. I spent a lot of time with retarded and brain-damaged kids. No one expected much from me, so I was pretty much left on my own. Somehow I developed a deep interest in history, ended up reading every book in the school library and the community library. By eighth grade, I was reading at a college level. Footnote, I graduated from university magna cum laude.
Wait, you got declared an idiot and you got to pace your own That's unfair! I want to be declared an idiot. I mean, people call me that every day, but, you know, the horse is already out of the barn or the elevator, escalator, whatever. I'm jealous of you! Sorry. So, folks, you can just call me idiot all you want. It's not going to make a difference anymore. Oh, thank you, Tom, and thank you for the updates. And it's a year, what do you mean, a year of stories? Does that mean recorded? There's a whole year of My, wow. That's... Woo! That'll take people a while to listen to. The archives, when the historians sift through it and think, okay, where's Muncie's story? Oh, God. You know, why do we have to give him the Nobel Prize for Chemistry? Okay. Actually, I personally think he ought to win it for economics. Speaking of an economy of words, if you can stick to 100 and tell an epic tale like Tour Bregianu, you deserve a medal. You deserve 2 medals, possibly 3. 3 looks really good. Mark Spitz, you were overdoing it. And that other dude, the stoner who likes Subway sandwiches, yeah. Oh, right, here's Tura.
My friend, these elections are perfectly free and fair. Our supporters are enthusiastic to ensure the right result. Our enemies call this intimidation. No, you listen to me. When the will of the people is opposed, we must defend ourselves. They are cowards, casting their secret votes against us. We know how to deal with that. We chop their hands off. Chop, chop! Let me tell you, if we were corrupt, they would not get even 1 seat. But we are honest idiots, idiots enough to let our enemies participate in free elections. But after the election, we chop heads.
Thank you, Tura. Don't chop anything off. Don't chop the coffee off either. Oh my God, it's good this morning. I had really good coffee at McCormick. It was, they called it Millionaire Coffee, which was just coffee with Frangelico and Bailey's in it. But I needed 2 of those. I needed to stay awake. My God, they didn't get on the stage until 10, you know? It's just, you know, and Colin's an early guy, too. So it's like, and he had to drive home. It's like, just, why aren't there things for early people? I saw Cirque du Soleil on Thursday. That was good. Although the soda was tiny for $5 and the popcorn was tiny for $5. At least movie theaters, it's a ripoff, but it's not as bad as a ripoff. Plus, they give free refills at movies. Toyota Center? No. Also, the beer is crappy, wimpy downstream beer. Jerks. Oh, also, they said no cell phones. And it's like, what year are you in? 1910? My God. Oh, probably not, considering that they would have probably been at war with Canada back then. Let's see. Who else? Ishtar. Ishtar's back. Relay for Life is, starting up again. When did it stop? And Ishtar has 2 stories. So I'm gonna go ahead and read them both. Oh, am I gonna do anything for Relay for Life like I did last year? I don't know. I don't want to do the same stunt twice, and people are like, hey, you're being famous whore about it. And fuck you. No. That's, you know, right, if that... That was about, how many people are listening to this? How many people are participating? Is it like we have 110 and 120 every week? No. People just came in. It's like, oh, yeah, this is fun. I can do it. And they walk off. And as for listeners, it doesn't matter how many listeners. I'm not going to show you. Maybe the numbers are going up. Maybe the numbers are going down. It doesn't matter. Because advertisers, stay away. No, this is all about you. And mostly me. Oh, right, I should probably tell Ishtar's stories. Travel Advisory. Excerpt from The Alien's Guide to Humanity, Volume 4. There are 3 types of idiots on Earth. The first type need a very special helmet to protect their sensitivities. They ride a very special bus decorated with pictures of animals such as elephants and donkeys. The second type of idiot likes to wear fancy clothes, makeup, and yell. That's all they ever do. They look at themselves in the screen and yell. The third type of idiot is very deadly. They are never wrong. Hate fuels their souls. Travel advisories in effect for Westboro, Kansas at this time. I like that one. And you know which other one I like? This one. idiot boyfriend. Right now, I'm laying on back, with my back legs around his waist, and wonder, why do I have this idiot for a boyfriend? I mean, sure, he's a great guy, treats me with respect like a gentleman should, but why do I keep him? Sure, he's both part Indian and werewolf, and when he changes forms while in bed, he can be very intense. Yes, I'm grinning on that. I guess this is what every girl wants to know. Are men generally like this, or could it be the way he howls the moon and at me? Thank you, Ishtar. Those stuff, I like that one. If only someone else had read that one and put some, I don't know. If I had made the robot read it, it would have sounded all bad and wouldn't have had the emotion. And just, Tinny, you want to read it? Tinny just jumped up here. Now, because she wants to be with me, I had some toast with some seasonings that I picked up at Portland. Seasonings, not pot or drugs. Seasonings. Yeah, hello, little girl. Yeah. Looks so silly. I've been posting a lot of photos of her. Got a little goop out of your eye. Get a little goop out of your eye. Yeah, there we go. How's that? The little scratch across her nose is mostly gone. And her little tooth is feeling better. Yeah, you are so cute. Her colors are, she's getting a little more swirlies. On her back, they're getting a little deeper. But she is such a cute little buggins. New love on your mommy. That's why you're out here ignoring her. Yeah, you little bitch. Get those ickies out of your whiskies. There we go. Yeah. All right. You want to read this one? No? Okay. We'll have Serendipity read this one. Little kitty doesn't feel like reading. How many podcasts has this been? Which number are you? I don't know. I don't know how to count. Okay, here's Serendipity.
You're a complete idiot,
observed my boss. I was learning the hard way that whistleblowers got a raw deal. The information I passed to official sources meant that tax scams worth millions to the company and significant personal returns for the CEO would now come under intense scrutiny, with inevitable consequences.
Happily,
he continued,
I fixed things so that the evidence no longer points to me, but to you.
I left the room, pausing only to pick up my pen, the one with the built-in voice recorder. I may be a complete idiot, but I'm certainly not stupid.
Ha 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 ha! Voice recording pens. When will they ever learn? They never will, because they're idiots, I tell you. If only they had voice recording phones.
Or voice recording kitty cats. Little kitty cat.
Thank you, Serendipity. I'm just archiving the previous Empire Avenue mission and getting ready for the next one. I know, offering up 25,000 Eves. I want 50,000 Eves. I want 100,000 Eves. I want 1,000,000,000 Eves. Maybe I'll offer up 50,000 this time. What do you think, Tinny?
I don't think you should offer any up. People should enjoy the stories for what they are.
Yeah, you're right. I think someone who enjoys the stories for what they are is Botgirl Questy, part of A is for Avatar, part of Botgirl's virtual identity circus something, and also part of a complete nutritious breakfast. Oh, and single frame stories. But, oh, now I'm getting bad ideas about the breakfast. I'd better eat my toast and share this story with you.
Tibetan Buddhist view of the universe can be visualized as a wheel of cyclic existence. Sentient beings wander from lifetime to lifetime between its six realms. Those in the lower hell, hungry ghost, and animal realms are caught up in pain. Those in the higher realms of demigods and gods are snared by pleasure. Humans are the only ones fortunate enough to to live in a just right realm that offers the opportunity to escape. In retrospect, I've been living like I am a being of the God realm, feasting in idiot abandon until my good karma is exhausted.
Hey, I've got a flat wheel. Can you help me change it? You got a jack? My karma's out of balance. Thank you, Batgirl.
Hello, little Tinny. Yeah, oh, you want to sit somewhere? What do you want to do? What do you want to do? I haven't got you trained yet. Can you get me a beer? No? Okay. We'll have to trade you in for another kitty. Thank goodness there are adoptions this weekend. Yeah, we can just put you in the recycling bin. Yeah, okay. Next story is... Muncie! This one's going to be... What's he calling us this week? Not Funkmasters, not Little Birds, not Fools. Well, let's find out.
Greetings, Marsh Hares. Muncie here, recoiling in shock at the recent snowstorm. Who knew that this would be a march of the penguins? Yeah, no, it's going to be pun-based on the month of March for the next little while. So, look forward to that. Story time? Story time. Waxing Nostalgic by Christopher Monroe. I miss all-ages punk shows. 16 years old, in a World War I-era trench coat, cargo pants, and a t-shirt with idiot emblazoned across the front. Out for an evening of local punk bands in an alcohol and, therefore, ID-free environment. The shirt was bought at a Wonder Stuff show, and it was kind of a trademark of mine. I wore it to every gig. If I ever see another, I'll likely buy it. I'm sure there are still all-ages punk shows out there. I could probably find one. If I bothered to look, I could probably go. It wouldn't be the same. Flash fiction at ChristopherMonroe.blogspot.com. Tweets at MunzeeMunzee. Also, I wrote the current story on Journey Into, so if you're not listening to Journey Into already, you should probably start. March on, March Hares. March on.
Don't stop believing. Start listening. I totally agree. It's a good story. It all is. No, okay, I haven't listened to it yet, but I'm going to. I'm clicking on things right now. I'm going to subscribe and listen and drink my coffee and pet my little kitten. Thank you, Muncie. I know we should... Hey, I voted for you, man. I should have voted 5 times for you. Put all 5 of my... coins on Muncie. I will bet in Vegas for you to win. That sounds pathetic. What do you think, Tinny? You don't think because you're a kitten. Kittens don't think. They just want foods. And they want to cuddle. And they want to be gritched on your ears. Oh. Yeah, it's turned into a kitten cast. Speaking of kittens, why don't you scratch Zachman behind the ears? Listen to him purr.
I had a cousin whose only talent was teaching small woodland creatures to sing. Was he an idiot savant? No, he was more of an idiot Seville. Did he do anything with his talent, sir? He formed a band. They became very popular, and they worked for peanuts, or actually, I guess it was walnuts and filberts. He made enough money from the sales of their first album to buy a few nut orchards and was smart enough to hire someone competent to manage the orchards. They became cartoon voices. Do you believe me? I'd be an idiot too, sir.
I'd like to teach the rats to sing in perfect harmony, and then the sewers would all hum with something.
No, don't chew on the cord. You should say, thank you, Zachman. I'm going to teach you to, instead of meowing, you're going to say, thank you, Zachman. You're going to go around. Thank you, Zachman. What do you want? Why are you thanking Zachman? Thank you, Zachman. Oh, clean the litter box. Okay. Thank you, Zachman. Oh, you want to go outside? All right. We've got a pretty little kitty boy. Scoochy, scoochy. Steven the Nuclear Man? Oh, sure. Okay. I think he was in that Drabblecast thing. All these 100-word stories podcast haters at Norm Sherman's place. Yeah, trying to get our hopes up and then dashing them against the... What? Oh, actually, they're kind of nice there. Right. Here's Stephen the Nuclear Man.
Stephen the Nuclear Man here. You should stop by sidekicks.alliterationinc.com. Or watch at ideatrash.net to see when Sidekicks officially is released and to see announcements for when the Goodreads giveaway is. That said, on with today's story, idiots. Ball blocked Bob's view of the television.
The tightness in your chest is probably a little distracting. That's because you're dying. No spin zone time. I'm a demon. Yes, you do have a soul. All the rest was a lie. A minute after you die, your soul evaporates into nothingness. Or I can absorb your soul. You'll be part of me, but you'll still exist. What do you say?
Ball licked his lips as he absorbed Bob. The angel behind him scowled. Ball shrugged.
Never would have thought of it ourselves.
The demon turned off Fox News.
Scare them enough and they'll believe anything.
Okay, there's all sorts of places you folks have to go right after this. And you have one less hour to do it in. The weekend is fleeting, I tell you. Oh, but at least I have time to say, thank you, Stephen the Nuclear. Why are you grabbing me?
You're like, oh, that's a cord. Oh, that's an arm. Oh, that's an elbow. That tastes good.
You're such a little weird creature. I know you're new to the world. You're going to get some lessons of hard knocks soon. Yes, you are. You're going to be wrapped in a blanket and then called a kitty burrito. Yeah. Right. Let me just drag that to last week. And now we have Dondo Dollinger, otherwise known as Billy. Dondo Dollinger. It sounds better, Dondo Dollinger. You know, instead of the Lone Ranger, Dondo Dollinger. But the problem is you would have Dondo and Tonto. That would kind of sound silly. People would be like, so wait, you're Dondo, you're Tonto. And they'd laugh, and then he'd shoot them. Ha! Silver bullets! You know, if I were shooting silver bullets, I would dig them out of people. Do you know how valuable that stuff is now? Well, it's not like gold bullets, but gold would be, well, it wouldn't really fragment, it would flatten. And, I don't know, what would gold bullets be like? Uranium-depleted ones, we all know about those. Depleted uranium. I am so totally the town idiot. Oh, good, I get to read this then. Everyone calls him the town idiot. The man dresses well, never bothers anyone, and nobody really knows whether his intelligence warrants the nickname. When the carnival is in town, he stands in the shadow of the Ferris wheel, waiting for anyone to take a little ride with. Day after day, he patiently walks near the amusement ride, as the other folks in town keep their distance. Even when he approaches someone politely, they run away. It never occurred to him that the townsfolk were judging him based on his appearance. Never wear suits. It's just that simple. Don't wear suits, people. Unless you're Dondo Dollinger. Then you should say, thank you, Dondo, and get onto the Ferris wheel with him. Stop chewing on that cord. What if that cord were very important to you? Like, if you chewed on it, I would stuff you in the dishwasher. Yes, I would. I would be, oh, you're a kitty dish. No, stop it. That's my cord. It's my little cord. It's my little black cord that goes to my little black headset. And then I record these funny things. Look at me when I'm talking to you. Look at me, kitten. Kiss you on the nose. I wish I could kiss all of you on the nose. Uncomfortable silence. How about I fill that uncomfortable silence with a story by Red Goddess. Lola, what are you doing now? Are you kissing kittens on the nose?
Hey, crap. It's Relish / Bro Kaylee. And Red has asked me to begin recording her stories again. So here's Idiot, a 100-word story from Red with her recurring character, Lola. Here we go. On her bus commute to work, Lola imagines leaving her neighborhood behind. For the past 10 years, neighbors have been fighting for urban renaissance. Politicians promise jobs, safety, and better schools. But with each election, less gets done. Lola's fed up with all the lip service and being treated like an idiot for votes. Even the condition of the bus is a symbol of decay. The passenger next to her smells like piss and peanuts. The old lady in front with her 2 grandchildren are cursing at the bus driver. The teenager in the back is shouting on her cell phone. It's all taking a toll on her. It's time to take control of her destiny. Idiot. 100-word story, recurring character Lola, finally getting ready to make a move. And that's it for me, Bro Kaylee. Always honored to read Red's work. Thanks a lot for the opportunity to share it. Take care, crap. We miss you. Oh, wait. I'm the one that's gone, not you. I miss me. Wait. I hope you... Oh, bye.
Ha, ha, ha. A little identity crisis there at the end, huh? Yeah, I get those a lot, too, when I'm actually here. I miss me, too. Thank you, Red Goddess, and thank you, Bro Kaylee, all your many names. When you have 1,000 names, you shall become God. Speaking of 1,000 names, Justin sent one in late, well, not very late, he sent it in Sunday, and then I kind of dilly-dallied, dingle-dongled, whatever, and so I posted it just now, but made it look like I posted it on Saturday, so... I'm sorry. But here's Justin's story for this week. I mean, it's on time, right?
Space Turtle. Justin Lemester here for the spaceturtle.com with my story for the topic of it. For anyone who's keeping track, I did have a story for last week's storm. I don't know if it's got posted by the time you hear this. But Lawrence will hear it when I talk about it. And they'll be like, oh, I didn't post it. Then I'll post it, and you get to hear it. Or that's my speculation. Or at least I'm trying to guilt him into posting it in a passive-aggressive manner. Alright, topic is Idiot. When I played the first Call of Duty game, I learned a bit of German. English was originally a West Germanic language, and the Normans added lots of French to it. So many people mistake English as being Latin-based, as I did. I just looked that up right now as I wrote this, to fact-check myself. I bet you learned something, too. The point I'm making is that English and German have similar roots, so I felt like an idiot when I saw a sign that said, Meinen, and stepped past it and blew up on a landmine. Kapow.
Thank you, Justin. No need to guilt me. I'm already guilty, and I finally got it up there. I'm lazy. Hey, little Tanny. Yeah, I'm gonna pet your kitty boy. Pet the kitty butt, pet the kitty butt, cat the baby, 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 baby. Okay, enough petting the kitty butt. We've got a podcast to finish. Norval Joe? Yeah, he's got one in here. Fire up your harmonicas. Hum along.
Hello, this is Philip Norval Joe Carroll of the Flying Island Press. This is my entry for the weekly challenge number 359 with the prompt of Idiot. Before I get there, I'm announcing that the Masters of Macabre 2013 writing challenge is now open. The theme is Haunted Houses. If you'd like to participate, it's short. You'll just have 10 minutes to record your story, so even Lawrence should be able to do that. And get more information about it. Get the submission guidelines at horroraddicts.net. Look for writing contests, and it's under Masters of Macabre. Or send an inquiry to MMMChallenge2013, and I'll send you the information back. So here are my stories. So far, you've used a theoretical string drive, the standard Gimlet drive, and now we're using the Oopsie Daisy 360, Flirty said, and glanced tentatively at the closed viewport. Once the hyperdrive had been engaged, the stars outside appeared to burst into a pinwheel of confusion. His stomach quickly turned. How many drives does this crate have? Borrell scratched his head and said, The Galactic Infinity has any number of drives. I've only used a half dozen myself. One I'll never use again is the OAIWUADLT-13. The only an idiot would use a drive like this, 13, was named appropriately. Well, maybe the next story will be better. Durgle Dunderspawn threw his hoodie onto the couch. The last of the 27 puppies was delivered to another unsuspecting home. He had hoped to hang up the disguise and enjoy his 12 remaining older dogs. Barking from the kennels told him something was not right. As he opened the door, a streak of silver shot from the female kennel to the males. Like an idiot, he'd left the male's gate open. The old wiener dog was more gray than black, but age didn't slow Long John Silver down. In a few weeks, there could be as many as 30 new puppies. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.
I'm not terribly macabre. And even though I probably could, it would be like the lamest of the stories. It was a haunted dishwasher. Oh, the holy jet dry did not keep its infernal habit of consuming left socks. Why would anyone run their socks through the dishwasher? That's none of your business. But it ate them anyway. And the washer would eat left forks. Oh, when these two machines combined in unholy union, they created a perfectly ordinary cappuccino machine. Now, you see, that's why I don't write macabre. I'm no good. Thank you, Norval Joe, for pointing out my horrifying weakness. No, Horror Addicts. I used to have stories up there, and then they just weren't horrible enough. If only I were a doctor of horribleness. Uncle Monster is here? Okay. And someone suggested a topic of monster. I don't know if we've already done that, but if we haven't, I'm going to add that to the queue. So I'm stacking all the ideas so that, I know instead of for next week, it's for the next few weeks. I should probably update that in my, whatever. It's all lies. And it's all turtles all the way down. The lowest of the turtles? That's right. At the foundation of the universe, it's Cliff.
Frank stomped on the brake and jerked the wheel, narrowly avoiding the car that had lurched out of the parking lot. Idiot, he muttered to himself. Frank was convinced that drivers were getting worse every day. He remembered when there were manners on the road, but those days were gone. Most annoying were tailgaters. Those fools were just begging for Frank to stop suddenly and see how good either their brakes or their insurance was. The only ones worse were the idiots who wouldn't speed up no matter how much Frank tried to push them along. A world full of idiots.
A world full of idiots. I'll tell you who the idiots are, the people that don't enjoy these stories. Those are the biggest idiots. Well, probably not the biggest in terms of size. I mean, there's probably some very small people that don't listen to this, but they should, and they should listen and heed Cliff's advice. Thank you, Cliff. The world is full of idiots. Everybody knows the world is full of stupid kitties. Hello, little kitty. You're such a sleepy girl. Yeah, you got all your foods in you, and you're gonna get all your kitty farts out. We have to clean the litter box 10 times a day now because of you. All you eats. Yeah, get your tail like that. There you go. Right. We've got a bunch of stories from Sing. He's putting all of his heart and all of his soul into these. Well, most of his heart, and not all of his soul. I mean, then he would be walking around, you know, a soulless, heartless monster. You know, ooh, brain. I wouldn't eat brains. I think livers are high in nutrition. What organ would you eat if you were a zombie and looking for? I'd say you'd eat all of them. You know, you'd have to have a balanced diet, although not the colon. Ugh. That's just, you'd have to wash it. And if raccoons wash food, I think zombies would too. Oh, where the hell did I, here's Sing.
Idiot Love by Chris Mooney Singh. Proposal. They left, he in tuxedo and she in chiffon. His plan? Propose eternal love beside the eternity of ocean. The tide was soon licking ankles and his Italian shoes filled with seawater. Undaunted, he knelt and offered the ring. Crossing arms to warm her icy nipples, she envisioned a laughable life ahead. Neither noticed the big wave. It caught them off guard. They floundered in the backwash together. Dripping like a spoiled flower, her hair a mess, she gasped for air. It was too funny, but she was ready to say yes. Unfortunately, the idiot had lost the diamond ring. Send. Darling, see you on the bench at Chelsea Beach, 8 p.m., he emailed his girlfriend. Now he needed to inform his wife he'd be late. But the hotline rang. Distracted while speaking, he wrote to his wife on the girlfriend mail, along with its chain of clandestine emails. The customer dealt with, he hit send and left for the long drive along the bay. Darkness was falling when he arrived, so he couldn't see her down the beachfront until he was just feet away from the bench. To his horror, there were two familiar faces waiting. Damn idiot, he said to himself. Role play. They stole a weekend at the resort. At the Postcard Cove, they joined the other couples who had stolen the same weekend. Two were playing bikini model and photographer. Lift your arm, pout your lips, reach to the camera, the man ordered. The just-arrived couple lay on their jumbo towel, amused. Same old role-play, she said, clicking tongue to teeth. You know what John Lennon said? He asked. What? As usual, there is a great woman behind every idiot. I guess that also applies to us, she added. For the rest of the weekend, he kept his trap shut. Surf's up. He'd come evenings for an hour to dig a hole in the sand, only to fill it and leave spade over shoulder. What an idiot, said the surfer to his girl. But they soon forgot him, waiting for big waves beyond the breakers. One evening when the sea was calm, the surfer mounted her from behind. Without looking up, the idiot dug faster and deeper as the couple climaxed out on the surfboard. When their tricky act was done, He filled the hole, mopped his forehead with a handkerchief, and left looking a little more redder-faced and satisfied than usual. Sandbox. The ex-pop star had survived all. Losses in love, derangement through drugs, only to see his popularity slump into obscurity. Although he couldn't walk to the ocean, he could smell the salt and hear the call of the eternal beach party. Heavily medicated, he played his piano on the patio with a tray of beach sand placed beneath the pedals to reel his toes in from time to time. He still wrote the same sappy love songs, yet to his last dying idiot breath, he remained true to the code of those who burned themselves in the name of love.
Thank you, Sing, for that epic cycle of epicness. Very epic... epicness? Epicness. I declare that epicness is a word.
What do you think, Tinny? Yeah, you think that meow is a word.
But you don't use it often enough.
I wish you were a meowy cat. I wish you were a meowy cat, but you're a quiet cat. I guess you don't have enough to meow on, or you're happy. Those pretty little white toesies.
Oh, right, I'm supposed to wrap this up. One more story? It's not Justin being late? No. Planet C. Speaking of a year's worth of stories.
I'd call Ted an idiot, but that would be insulting to idiots. Idiots wouldn't know they were being insulted by a comparison to Ted, said my friend Marie. We argued about this for a bit until Marie suggested that we find some idiots and ask them how they felt about being comparing them to Ted. I called several institutions, but they only allow family to visit. And they said that they preferred the term mentally challenged these days. Do you prefer it, or do the idiots prefer it? I've wasted too much time on this. I feel like an idiot.
Thank you to everyone who was a part of the weekly challenge this week on the 100 Word Stories podcast. Not to put too fine a point on it, say I'm the only bee in your bonnet, thank you for letting me put a birdhouse in your soul. You can go to the website at oneadayuntilthedayidie.com for links to the authors' websites, the text of the stories, valuable coupons, haha, just kidding, an archive of shows, social network sharing options, naked pictures of your mother, no, that one's true, and a whole bunch of other stuff you won't bother with anyway. If this show inspired you to write on the topic of idiot, well, send in the story with a recording, and I'll add it to the main feed all by its lonesome. Yes, you're late. You're late to the game, but you can still play. Until next week, where the topic will be St. Patrick's Day, or anything Irish, I suppose, or green, or... just do anything. Well, anyway, this is Lawrence Simon saying thank you for listening, and, as always... keep it brief.